But we didn't really have coops because a coop seems to me would be metal or wire or something. And ours were mostly wood.
Now, can I go to Vincent's with him? He wants me to go.
But don't go in Vinny's house. Do you hear? You're not allowed to go in. Okay. And come home when I blow the whistle.
I won't hear it.
You better. Yeah, I would think more of a coop as being metal or screen type, you know, wood with screen all over it. And most of ours were solid wood with lift type windows that you held open with a 2x4.
Something, if you want to make a hen start laying, what could you put in nest or cooler?
One of those little false eggs, nest egg.
What would it be made out of?
Glass, now plastic probably, but back then it was made out of glass.
What about a real good set of dishes that are made out of?
China.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
China egg?
Uh-huh.
No, just nowadays when they hand paint those China eggs. I don't remember ever seeing one when I was little. We had spun sugar eggs at Easter that you looked into. They had a seam inside of them.
Oh, yeah.
Those were, we always had those at Easter time. I wish. They charge you tax on them when you bring them back. So sometimes I forget. I'll pick up a carton over there and I'll conveniently forget that it's in my suitcase. We buy our liquor down there. A lot cheaper because we like tequila and rum and vodka, which are all much cheaper there. Usually no more than $2 a quart. And you can bring 2 quarts apiece, no, 1 quart apiece back, and we make 2 or 3 trips back and forth and bring about 6 quarts back. And at $2 apiece, it's a lot cheaper than going down here and paying $5.95 or $6 a quart.
Don't you have to pay tax?
Yeah, but the tax is only like about 50 cents a bottle at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a lot, you know, save half at least.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
Mm-hmm. And when you're eating chicken, a bone like this?
Wishbone, or a pulley bone.
Which did you call it when you were growing up?
When I was little, I called it a pulley bone. When I got older, I called it a wishbone.
Any stories about that? Any sort of
I used to win a lot. My brothers and I would pull, and whoever got the largest half, their wish was supposed to come true.
Mm-hmm. Did that ever work?
Well, I don't know. I guess I've got just about everything that I ever really wanted. So, I mean, that sounds kind of bad, but to say something like that, God will strike me down for this. But, 10 years ago, the things I wanted, I pretty well, I guess, have now.
Mm-hmm.
Except being skinny, and I'll never get there.
Where would pigs be kept?
Oh, just a pen, a pig pen.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to take food out to them, you take it out in a table scratch?
We used to just take a slop out.
Carried
slop
out.
The pigs in a bucket.
Uh-huh. They call that the
slop pail.
Huh?
Slop pail.
What's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
It's about the same thing, I guess. Pails, I guess, were narrowed down at the bottom. They were wide at the top and the bottom, and a bucket was just straight.
What were they made out of?
Galvanized tin, I would imagine. That's what most of that stuff was made out of then.
And a farm where they have a lot of milk cows, they call that place
a dairy.
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
Yeah, it's the little room where they used to, they sometimes had a little shed like built onto a barn.